Hi everyone, welcome to Growing Boy Stories. My name is Stephen Dunham. In each Growing Boy story, Adam and David love each other because they are brothers. Of course, they get into arguments and even fight with each other sometimes, but they love to do everything together. Their parents help them learn how to play, get hurt, comfort each other, and play together again. Along the way, Adam and David have so much fun and love their lives. Listen to their stories right here on Growing Boy Stories. This story is called Trapeze School. Adam and David's neighbor, Mr. Garcia, leaned against their family's silver-colored minivan called a Honda Odyssey. Marcus and Jose, their big friends, were in the minivan, enjoying its air conditioning because the heat was almost 100 degrees outside. Jose was Mr. Garcia's son, and Marcus was everyone's friend from around the block. Adam and David skipped and bobbed, up and high, side to side, left to right, with Adam's long arms bouncing up and down over his head, with David's curly, long hair bouncing up and down over his head, too. Do you know why they were so lively and bouncy? Adam, David, Marcus, Jose, Mr. Garcia, and Aaron, Adam and David's dad, were on an adventure to a circus school called the best circus school in the whole wide world. Okay, I'm just kidding. The circus school was called Big City Circus Training. Mr. Garcia opened the driver's side door, pushed a button, and then all the other doors magically opened themselves too. Adam and David sprinted for the open door, lunging into the middle seat of the van, Adam knocking his head on the van ceiling, and David banging his knee against the door. Ouch! They both yelled. Behind them, in the way back seat, Marcus and Jose chuckled. Aaron, their dad, hopped into the passenger seat, and Mr. Garcia slid into the driver's seat. He pressed the magical button, and all the doors began to close. "Okay, everyone," said Mr. Garcia, "let's go swing on some trapeze up high at the circus." "Woo-hoo!" yelled Adam and David as they threw their arms up high, punching the ceiling on accident. Mr. Garcia smiled in the rearview mirror, put on his gold-rimmed sunglasses, and stepped on the gas. He called out, "Hello, circus school. Some fun kids and dads are on their way to see you and your fun up high in the sky trapeze swinging fun." Adam wasn't prepared for the fear he felt when they entered the circus tent. The top of the tent reached higher than his house. In fact, the top of the tent was three times taller than his house. Imagine three of your houses stacked on top of each other. Or imagine five basketball hoops on top of each other. That is how tall the circus tent was. It just kept going and going and going on up high above them all. The inside of the tent above them was a light brown color, and metal bars ran across all the sides and ceiling to hold the tent up high above them. The tent was also very open, very vast, and very spacious. It was longer and wider than two basketball courts put together, and it was five houses tall. Adam felt very small. Marcus and Jose strode confidently, holding their chins up high. David, Adam's younger brother, bounced and skipped in front of them, Mr. Garcia walking beside him. As Adam took in how long and tall and wide and vast the circus tent was, his steps slowed and he fell in behind Aaron, his dad. In fact, he merged in too closely behind Aaron and tripped him to the ground on accident. Adam crouched down to the ground with Aaron, still afraid. "You look afraid," noted Aaron. I can see that you want to hide behind me. Adam tucked his head into his knees and said, I don't want to be here anymore. David bounced on ahead with Mr. Garcia, Marcus, and Jose. He tilted his head back to see the trapeze, lost his balance, and fell to the ground. Because he was laying on the ground, he got a good look at the trapeze. A grown-up trapeze teacher and a kid stood on a wooden platform two houses high, or three basketball hoops high. The kid wore a harness around her waist, which was connected to ropes that were connected to a bar on either side of her. This harness and ropes would hold her if she fell. A very thin ladder ran all the way up to them. David had never seen a ladder that long in his whole life. It must have been 100 or more rungs. Rungs are the name of those little bars or steps on the ladder. The teacher used a special stick to grab the trapeze bar and drew it close. Then the kid grabbed the bar. David couldn't hear, but he knew the teacher began giving instructions to the kid. Another grown-up teacher down below began yelling up high. She was giving her own instructions. In the next moment, the kid got a little push from the teacher up high, and she swung back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, kicking her legs front and back to and fro. The teacher below yelled a few more commands, and then the girl flipped and dropped down into the net. She bounced up and down, and David could hear the girl's parents clapping and cheering for her first trapeze swing. David jumped up and joined Mr. Garcia, Jose, and Marcus. They sat on a bench, awaiting instructions. Meanwhile, Aaron was still helping Adam, who felt terrified of the trapeze. Adam, you don't have to go on the trapeze, assured Aaron. You can watch, he explained. But then they'll make fun of me, said Adam. That's true, said Aaron, but I don't think they won't. And if they do, Mr. Garcia and I can explain that many different kinds of people, young and old, are afraid of heights. Actually, it's pretty common. Adam stayed curled up with his forehead touching his knees. Eventually, Aaron helped Adam join the others at the bench. Mr. Garcia, do you know anyone who is afraid of heights? Asked Aaron. Afraid of heights? Of course I do. Me. Adam looked up at Mr. Garcia, now paying attention to him. What? Asked Jose, his son. I've never seen you afraid of heights. We never go high on anything, explained Mr. Garcia. But I'm not going up there today. That's too high for me. I would just freeze. I'd get stuck. Dad, are you afraid of heights? David asked Aaron. I'm not, but I'm afraid of other things, said Aaron. Like what? Asked David. I'm afraid of bees. Oh, said David. Adam was listening the whole time. It didn't make him feel like ascending that ladder and swinging up high, but it did help him feel better about sitting on the bench and watching. The two trapeze teachers walked up to them. My name is Zach, and this is Avery. We're going to be your teachers today. Marcus, Jose, and David all widened their eyes, paying attention. Usually, grown-up talk was boring, but this time, Zach and Avery's grown-up words were fun, exciting, and a bit scary. Zach held up a harness. We're going to help you buckle into these harnesses. The harness keeps you safe by locking into the safety ropes up on the platform, as well as climbing up the ladder. There is no way you can fall. Avery is in full control of you, holding the ropes that hold your harness. When you finish swinging and fall into the net, she will catch you with that harness so that you land on the net slowly. Jose held up his hand. Can we fall fast if we want to? That would be fun if you come more often, practicing more and more, then eventually you can learn to fall fast. For now, Avery will use her rope attached to your harness to drop you slowly to the net. We call it a controlled fall. Oh man, said Jose. Mr. Garcia smiled. Once you are swinging, said Avery, I will begin giving you commands on how to swing your legs back and forth, and finally, when to let go and fall into the net. Jose climbed those 100 rungs on the ladder to the top of the platform. Zach locked him into the harness. Jose swung back and forth. Avery called her commands, and Jose flipped and flopped onto the circus net below. Mr. Garcia whistled. Aaron clapped and David cheered. Way to go, Jose. You were amazing. Jose dismounted the net and walked back to the bench, beaming a wide smile that went from his left ear all the way over to his right ear. Mr. Garcia gave Jose a ginormous hug that lifted him off the ground. Next up was Marcus. Avery locked his harness into a rope at the bottom of the ladder. This rope kept him safe while climbing. Zach, the trapeze teacher, waited on the platform 100 rungs above. Marcus began his ascent. At first, he moved quickly, but then he slowed down. The ladder began twisting. Marcus tried to stop the ladder from twisting, but the more he tried to stop it, the more it twisted. Finally, he stopped his steps and his climb. Then he looked down. Marcus was about 50 rungs up the 100-rung ladder. That's about halfway. His palms began to sweat, and the ladder felt more and more slippery for his hands with each passing second. 5 seconds passed, then 10 seconds, then 15 seconds passed. "Are you okay?" yelled Mr. Garcia. "I'm stuck," replied Marcus. "I can't go up anymore." "Can you come back down?" asked Mr. Garcia. "My hands are slippery. I'm afraid I might slip if I come down." Avery, the other teacher, realized something was wrong, so she darted up the ladder to just below Marcus. "Hey there, buddy. It looks like you need some help. Would you like to come back down?" she asked. "Yes," he said. "I would like to come down." "Let's go down one step at a time. I'll go down 2 steps, and then you come down 2 steps. Eventually, Avery helped Marcus all the way down to his friends. Marcus hung his head down low. He felt ashamed. He was the oldest kid in the group, almost 1 year older than Jose. He shouldn't have gotten stuck. Mr. Garcia and Aaron both gave Marcus side hugs and a pat on the back. "Marcus, I think that was very brave of you to climb up that ladder." "I'm afraid of heights," Mr. Garcia reminded him. "And it didn't help that the ladder began twisting when you were up there." Marcus nodded, but his head remained hung low. It would take him some time to feel better. Sometimes shame or embarrassment takes some time to leave our bodies, and that's okay. Jose and David swung on the trapeze 3 more times each. They had so much fun laughing and swinging and playing. The two teachers, Zach from up high and Avery from down below, both gave them high fives and big smiles. Jose and David returned their smiles, saying things like, "That was awesome," and "Can we come back tomorrow, Dad?" Then an important thing happened. Zach, the teacher from up high, kneeled down beside Marcus and Adam, who were slouching in 2 plastic chairs. "Hi, boys," he said. "You know, I'm an expert trapeze teacher, but that wasn't always true. In fact, I tried out trapeze when I was young. For my first time, I climbed to the top of that platform. The teacher hooked my harness into the ropes and was ready to send me swinging. But I got really scared, so I told her I couldn't do it." Hearing this, Marcus lifted his chin up slightly and turned his ear towards Zach for a better listen. Zach continued, "Eventually, she had to unhook my harness and help me back down the ladder. That ladder here. That platform there, swinging and falling. Those are all really scary things. If you want to, you can come back here another time. But if you never do, then that's okay too. I think you can let your grown-ups know if and when you're ready to try again. Maybe I can try next year, Marcus said, with his head still tilted downward slightly. Not me, asserted Adam. I don't care how old I am. I'm never going up on that thing, he yelled. Me either, shouted Mr. Garcia. You and I can stay on the ground forever. Aaron, Adam, and David's dad smiled, and everyone started laughing and giving each other hugs. It was a wonderful moment. Oh, and one more thing I wanted to tell you. A year later, Marcus asked Mr. Garcia if he would take him to the trapeze school again. Mr. Garcia and Marcus's mom drove him. Marcus climbed that ladder all by himself, swung back and forth, and dropped into the net. None of his friends saw it, but he did, and he felt very thankful for trying again. Well, everyone, what I like so much about this story is that Mr. Garcia and Aaron take their boys and a friend to the trapeze school. I don't know if you have a trapeze school, but it's pretty awesome. A trapeze can be both wonderful and fearful at the same time. And age doesn't matter when it comes to a fear of heights. In this story, Adam was afraid, but younger brother David wasn't. Of their big friends, oldest friend Marcus was afraid, but Jose wasn't. And even for the grown-ups, Mr. Garcia was afraid, but Aaron wasn't. Being afraid of heights is a very normal and very understandable thing. My favorite part of this story was how the teacher, Zach, shared some of his fears of the trapeze when he was younger, too. And even though he is an expert trapeze teacher, he didn't expect Marcus or Adam to ever swing on the trapeze. And I think that made them feel a little bit better, too. I hope you know that you never need to swing on a trapeze to feel good about yourself. If you do try, then that can be a very brave thing to do, even if you get stuck at the entrance or stuck on the ladder.